Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 6 exit interviews for Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Armstrong, and I will be speaking with the latest three people evicted from this Big Brother Canada 6 house in the triple eviction. First up was Allie, and I do want to apologize. The connection on this call was not great. Not great. So I've done my best to reconstruct this in the best way possible, so you can hear my interview with Allie. Again, I apologize for any technical difficulties that occurred that may impede your listening experience. But here was my conversation with Allie, the first person evicted in the triple eviction. Hello, Allie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I've got some questions here for you.
Okay.
Why do you think the house decided to evict you this week?
I think that the gruesome threesome probably thought that I think the idea of me, Liv, and Johnny versus just Dayla scared them a bit more.
Do you feel like there was anything more that you could have done to stay this week?
Oh, totally. I think I kind of was promising the sun and the moon and her firstborn child. So I could have probably been a bit more aggressive in promising things, even if I just didn't want to be that kind of player. I always wanted to kind of just be as straightforward and forthcoming as possible. And I thought that more volumes than whatever Kayla had to offer, but I guess I was wrong.
Do you feel like they made a mistake in voting you out?
They made a mistake, and I can't wait to see them trail slowly and miserably behind me.
If Johnny hadn't nominated you this week, do you think you would have evicted Kayla?
Because I feel like so many other emotions are kind of blurring my judgment. I think that everybody knows Maddie and I had been at odds the entire season. Very tempting to think of Maddie sitting up there. But ultimately, I think that I would have kept my word to Johnny about taking Kayla if that would have been the thing to keep me off the block, then I would have withheld my end of the deal.
So you had a pretty fiery exit. Are you still upset about what happened?
Totally. I think it'll take a few days if I'm being 100% on. But I do feel like if I can, in fact, go back and repeat my exit, I would say eat lots of to stay, but I didn't know how much time I had. So I kind of scurried out of there.
Who are you most upset with?
I'm upset with Will and Paris, to be honest. Kayla, I have no hard feelings toward her. In fact, I have a lot of respect for her hard campaign. She did exactly what she was supposed to do, and she beat me. It's more with Will and Paris because I feel that I am absolutely loyal to them for a very long time since we started the six. My votes kept Will safe the week that Erica went home, and I've never done anything really to have them kind of go back on their word. So when they gave me their word, I took it at face value.
So can you rank for me who you would be most likely to vote for in the final two to who you'd be least likely to vote for?
Yeah, sure. I think I would go via number one, of course. Hello, Dave. Then Maddie, surprisingly enough. Then Will and Paris.
Okay. Do you have a specific philosophy as a juror?
I mean, once it's all decided, I know it will. I will truly just look at who played the better game, whoever's sitting in the final two. For me, it's a combination of obviousness with the social aspect. I do feel personally that the social aspect carries more weight. Me being one of the people who didn't ever win anything other than Hasbro, I really feel that it's not really about that. It's really about strategically how you place yourself socially in the house, relationship with the intent or purpose. If you have the foresight to think 3, 5, 10 steps ahead and exactly what you say or do to manipulate or maneuver the game, I'm going to want specifics and pinpoint and basically people to pinpoint exactly that they get to where they are. So that's what I'll be looking for.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me, Allie.
No problem.
So again, I want to apologize for the technical difficulties on that call. But very interesting to hear from Allie. She does not respect the decision made by the trio. She would prefer to vote for, of course, Olivia or Johnny, but then Dayla and then the trio. So Dayla just looking better and better as they progress through this game in terms of their jury management, their position. Things are looking up for Dayla. Now I will be talking with the next two people evicted from the house, Olivia and Johnny. We'll get their thoughts on what happened and how they are going to view this game as jury members, who they're looking at for their vote, and all of that good stuff. So let's get Olivia and Johnny on the line. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
All right, I've got some questions. I've got some questions for you guys.
Yeah.
Johnny, what went wrong?
Yes.
What do you think is the biggest reason why you ended up evicted here?
I mean, I think it's a lot of reasons. I think what's interesting about the season is that anytime some person has won more than one competition, they've all of a sudden been the number one person to go. So I think as I continued to win things, it was just like, okay, he needs to go, he needs to go. And then you couple that with like a solid social game, and I think all these people were just thirsty for my blood. I think that, you know, you could look at the Erica week and my blow up, and then like a questionable decision to try to cover that up as the beginning of the end. Which may be true, but I think that's also just a cover for a lot of these people to say that's why they want me out when really they just wanted me out. Yeah. And also just not winning in the triple. I needed to win that veto for like a lot of situations. So that hurt me too.
Olivia, what were your plans for the end game if you had stayed in the house?
You mean like best case scenario, like any scenario possible?
Yeah. Like who would you have wanted to sit next to in the final two?
Either Allie or Johnny. I say both because both, I respect both of their games. I feel like it was very difficult for Allie and I to get past. We obviously didn't get past the triple, but even if we had, we wouldn't have survived. So going forward with Johnny, in my opinion, was a smarter move, especially if it was us final two. I feel like we both have very different games and both very strong arguments that worked in contrast.
Would you take in me or Allie to the final two?
If it was a choice between these two?
Yeah, you would have taken Allie. 100%.
I don't know. Honest to God, I honestly...
It wouldn't have mattered because I would have won the final HVA. So.
Would you have taken me or Allie?
You, for sure. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're assisting me. Johnny, what is your philosophy going to be as a juror?
You know, I think there's a lot of people in there, Liv and Allie especially, who don't respect the floater game of the three, Maddie, Will, and Paris. I think that I'm open to hearing them out. I think that that is a somewhat respectable strategy if you have sort of good intentions behind it or you know what you're doing. I think where they kind of fall short is that they don't really seem to know what they're doing at the time because they can't make decisions and stick to it. They're just going with whatever they feel in the moment. And I want like decisiveness. I want like, if you have good reasons for why you're making a decision, it shouldn't be such a difficult process to make that decision.
It's,
you know,
cowardness.
Yeah, it's definitely that. So, I mean, as I make a decision, I'm just going to remain open and let them fight for it. I also don't want to hear anything about like loyalty. I don't want to hear anything about like, we're such good people. I want to hear why you're terrible and why you are awful and like manipulative and just like cut people. And I don't know that they're going to bring that to the table, but I hope they do.
How much are you going to value competition wins?
Not so much. I think probably less so than every other person in the jury. Even though I was someone who won comps, I didn't think that was my, you know, the incredible feat that I was sort of performing throughout the Big Brother game. I think that when it comes down to it, like, you can do very well in this game without winning comps, and that's almost more respectable some of the time. Again, if it is with, like intentions that I was sort of speaking of earlier.
Yeah, sometimes losing competitions can be strategic.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you can't win everything, obviously, but I just think, like, a lot of people inside that house especially were very... like, comp heavy, this means you need to go win. It's like, yeah. That doesn't mean I'm going
to
win.
It's like they wanted people to win to be respected, and then they would want you out once you won.
Yeah.
So pick a side.
I know, I was rooted, like, Johnny, you got this, like, beat Ryan in this, come on. And then it was like, you beat Ryan in this, you need to go. Get out of here, fickle people.
Are you going to try and sway people in the jury house?
Yes.
I mean, Liv says probably not. Well, I think with like Liv, Allie, and myself, we're going to be really open with one another. But I can't help myself when I talk to people to like not persuade them. So
if it's Derek and Kayla, we're going to try and convince them to vote for Kayla to
win. Yes. We're going to try and manipulate Ryan into doing that. So then we can make Kayla win over Derek. Yeah.
Well, Olivia, what would be your philosophy as a juror?
I'm going to stay open-minded, even though like Johnny did say, I do get a little irritated thinking about the floaters game, but that's like, to be totally fair, like I always reiterate, I only have my perspective. I don't know what they really did. So if they can enlighten me on their game and prove that they played a good game, absolutely, I will vote for them. So I'll just keep an open mind. That's my philosophy.
Okay, so I want you guys to do something for me. I want you to rank the remaining house guests in order of who you are most likely to vote for to who you are least likely to vote for. And we can start with you, Johnny.
Yeah, okay. I'll say first, though, that this is absolutely subject to change.
Yes, I think there's still in the moment.
There's in the moment right now. I think that my number one, in terms of most deserving, who I think should win, is Kayla, number one. Shocking. Second place, I'm going to put Will there. I'm not going to put Derek there. Third place, do I have to say Derek? I don't think I want to vote for Derek, really. I think that like he's the typical BBUS, BBCan, like mold of this like alpha dude who gets all the votes because he's a nice guy, and it's like society that's really pushing that idea on us. Honestly, I do. But I think he has played an impressive game, especially compared to, you know, maybe Paris and Maddie. So sure, he's third. And then Paris and Maddie are pretty similar to one another. I think Maddie has done more going back and forth, kind of like playing her own game, trying to sort of get into new relationships, even though no one was ever taking her on real in a real way. She thought that she was kind of gaining some ground. So, I mean, I need to respect her hustle in that respect. But Paris, again, has been like pretty good at lying to everyone and playing a role that in her heart, I don't think she thinks that she is, which is, you know, like a sweet girl. And I think she's actually very cunning and manipulative and knows her assets and when to use them. So, yeah, the bottom two are tied. Sorry.
All right. Olivia, what's your list?
Okay, so number one for me is also Kayla. I feel like she's the epitome of how, like, Big Brother. I think she encompasses all aspects of it. You know, she's very comp capable. I don't know if she's completely shown her abilities yet. And I think she's played almost in a dirty way, but, like, in a fun, dirty way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like lying.
And yeah.
So manipulative.
So relentless.
Like, I feel like it's going to be awesome to see. And then second, I would say Derek, because he has made some pretty good moves, attempts at moves. One competition, he's been working with Kayla. He managed to have an alliance with everybody and still not go home,
yeah,
which is hilarious. And then third, I would say maybe Paris, because I just feel like she has been at least trying this entire game, even if it was a little messy and she's lied to everybody. She was at least giving it her best shot. Four, I would say Maddie, just because she was straight up with me, which I respect. She never tried to like blow smoke up my and I feel like she kept it real, which I can respect. And then last place, which I guess I could be swayed, but is Will, because I feel like he played a good game in the beginning and then he just dropped the ball at the end. He was acting really entitled. He expected everyone to dish everything to him and expected nobody to figure out that he was playing everybody.
And he got really panicky
and he got really
fierce so often.
Yeah,
in the game.
And he got really pissy with me at times because I wasn't like divulging all of my game to him because I knew that everyone was his number one. And he goes, oh, like, live is this, live is that. Don't get irritated at me when I'm not falling into everyone else, like the trap that everyone else is falling into.
Beginning already, see? We were just talking about, like, when Liv is going to be able to release this onto Will if he comes in the jury house or in the final two, but like, she's releasing it now.
Anyways, that's my list.
Okay, Johnny, are you proud of the game that you played this season?
I am super proud of the game I played. Like, I came into this terrified that I'd be an early out. I, you know, as a huge fan of the show, fans of your guys' work as well, by the way, very much wanted to sort of live the dream and have the experiences that I wanted to experience. And I think I was able to do that. You know, the week that Erica was evicted, it was a total shock to me. Like, the night before, Erica, Will, and I agreed that we would, like, have each other's backs. Like, let's make an alliance. We got this. The social aspect, we called ourselves, which is so funny that they both ended up on the block. And I had to just make that decision. And obviously, things kind of fell apart after that, but I told myself, like, if I go home this week, like, when that was all going on and I was nominated, I was going to be kind of bummed because I felt like I had done such a great job playing the game and it was all kind of just, like, in pieces. But being able to sort of rally from that and, you know, stay just kind of proved to myself again that, no, you're killer. You got this. And, yeah, the way it went in the triple was the way it went, but overall, I'm super proud and happy with where I'm at.
All right. Olivia, how are you going to handle being in the jury house?
I think it's going to to be pretty fun. I'm actually surprisingly excited to see Ryan. I mean, obviously excited to see Allie, but I just saw her yesterday. It's been a while since I've been able to talk to Ryan, and I can't wait to, like, tell him. I mean, and we are going to try and manipulate him to vote for Caleb, but I'm still going to tell him, like, a good amount of stuff and see where his head is at. And I think it's going to be a good way to sort of just relax after this crazy experience while still being in the game. So it's not from game to reality. There's a nice, like, segue.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be good.
And we're going to have fun. Like, overall, the entire experience is fun. It's mixed in with a lot of dread and anxiety and worry and, like, nonstop thinking about the game. But having this sort of, like, release afterwards and being able to, like, go into the jury house with each other, too, at this point.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great experience for us.
All right. Thank you guys so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So there we go. That was Johnny and Olivia. Very interesting to hear their rankings of the players in the house. Very curious to see where Will might fall in the final two if he makes it there. I think I found that Johnny and Olivia were a little bit more open to potentially voting for some of the people in the trio than I had anticipated. So we could be in for an interesting final two vote, depending on what happens down the line here. But thank you everyone for listening. We will be back. I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on these live feeds. And we'll probably discuss the content of these interviews a little more. And I'll do that with our good pal Liana. And then, of course, Monday night, Rob will be live after the nomination episode of Big Brother Canada 6. So we're heading to the final stretch here. We're making this happen. So very excited for all of that. Thank you guys again for listening. We will see you next time.